Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking. Good morning, Regina. How are you?
I'm great. It is fall.
Yes.
Lots of things that are going on, right?
Yes, and we'll take a look at our community calendar in a little bit, too. But yes, check out our Facebook page, Community Calendar. Fall is here in the High Desert.
Yes. And so, you know, Roxanne, we're going to dive right in because I want to maximize our time with this guest today. I'm really, really happy to have the CEO of the Rescue Mission Alliance here with us today. And many of you may have heard and are aware that the Victor Valley Rescue Mission is closing at the end of the year. And so, you know, we know that that's concerning for our community and especially those concerned about the impact that closing is going to have, particularly on our unhoused population here in the High Desert. So we wanted the opportunity, Roxanne, to get the accurate information and to hear directly from the source. So I want to welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne Todd White, who is the CEO of the Rescue Mission Alliance. Welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, Todd.
Hi, Todd.
Hi, Regina and Roxanne. I like how that flows. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yes, not a problem. So, Todd, I'm going to ask you just to give us a little bit of background on yourself and also on the relation to the Victor Valley Rescue Mission.
Sure. I'll just give you a quick highlight on me. I've been in the for-profit business for about 35 years, but for the last 20 years, been in the faith-based Christian world. I worked for the last 10 years. I was president and CFO of Barna Group, a faith-based research company. You can learn more about them at barna.com, great organization. Previously, before that, about 9 years as the VP of Finance and CFO at Gospel Light Publications, a faith-based publishing company.
Okay.
And, yeah, one of the things, I had been on the board here at RMA for about 2 years prior to becoming the CEO last December.
Okay.
I knew quite a bit about the operations of the company and the various ministries that we provide. And one of the things that really drew me to Rescue Mission Alliance was this amazing opportunity to really bless other nonprofit organizations that come in under our umbrella. RMA has about six different men's and women's and family programs where we provide A to Z shelter program and residential services. We also have five thrift stores that help pay for our missions, and we have food banks that serve the much of the population between Central California and North Los Angeles. In fact, last year we served over 4.6 million meals.
Wow.
So a lot of good stuff here.
Right. And so, Todd, if I understand, you're coming up on being a CEO. You're coming up on being in that role for about a year now?
Correct. And it has been a busy 9 months so far.
Yes. Well, let's dive in and talk a little bit about that. Can you tell me, when was the decision made to close the Victor Valley Rescue Mission? And kind of if you know, as much as you can share, because I understand, you know, there's some proprietary information and confidentiality that has to be adhered to. But as much as you can, share with me the thought process that went into by the board of deciding to close the Victor Valley Rescue Mission.
Yeah, great question, and thank you for that. It has been an ongoing conversation for some time, but as I came in, it probably started to take on a bigger sense of our time, and I'm thinking April timeframe. And I want everyone to know there were months and months of prayer, seeking God's wisdom and guidance. As soon as we started talking about it, we started talking about how do we take care of the people out in that in our area out there,
yes.
Employees as well as our residents, and of course the downtown mission. And I instructed our team from the get-go: we want to make sure that we leave well, and that we are being as generous as possible, not only with our employees, but with the partnerships that we were looking to create and have since created, so that, to make sure that much of what we do carries on into the future. The final decision was made in around June, and that's when we let our team know.
Okay.
He wanted to make sure they had at least 7 months, 6.5 to 7 months of notice, because we did plan on staying open through the end of the year. And in fact, we do have our programs running through about December 15th.
Okay.
And we wanted to make sure also that the current residents were either placed in one of our other existing programs, or making sure that they've made it all the way through graduation. Mm-hmm. So that is why we stayed open through the end of this year.
Okay, and so let me ask you, how are we looking, or how are you guys looking at with that placement with those individuals that are currently here?
Yeah, it's gone great. Again, with the residents?
Yes.
Yeah, the women have now been relocated to, so they are continuing to be in the RMA family and have been integrated into our other programs. And like I said, we have about 6 men in our current men's program that will be graduating in both October and December. So we will see that through till the end there.
Okay, all right, and then share with us just some of what provisions have been made to keep that shelter program open until now, mid-December, as I understand it, right? And if I'm also understanding you correctly, all of the women have now been placed, and you have 6 men who are going to graduate, and that will be facilitated and taken care of by mid-December. Do I have that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
And then we also offered, as you know, other essential ministries in the area, including food distribution, homeless showers. We did turkey giveaways and the backpack program for local kids in the community. And we have partnered with 2 organizations, the High Desert Second Chance Food Bank.
Okay.
We have donated our refrigerated trailer to. And as well as all of our surplus food. And we've also partnered with the Simba Center, who has a rich history out there for working with the unhoused, offering emergency shelter, transitional housing, and supportive housing solutions. We have donated over $100,000 worth of equipment to them as well, all told well over $150,000 of equipment, including the shower trailer. And the Chevy pickup truck that tows it around. So, like I said, we wanted to make sure we were filling in as much of the need as possible. I also want to tell you about, mm-hmm. Regina, someone you put me in touch with, a young man named Aaron Castanovo, and he runs Restore Unity.
Yes.
Yes, and he and I had a phenomenal chat last week. He's an incredible young person who has a huge heart for the area.
Yes.
And I committed to him that we will find a way to work together and support him because I really, really enjoy what he's trying to do out there. And that's what Rescue Mission Alliance is all about, finding these other small nonprofits that we can come alongside with and help. So, and ultimately our goal is, this is not goodbye to Victorville. This is, maybe we'll see you in a little bit here.
Okay. Okay, we're gonna definitely hold you to that.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear about the connection with Aaron, who is a dynamic young man doing some amazing work based out of Hesperia. But that work is serving the high desert, wide at large, I'll say. So I'm so glad that you guys were able to connect and that connection has now turned into kind of an action plan to help move us forward, right?
Right.
I also want to ask you, Todd, about personnel changes, because I know that the commitment has been to, once again, keep the organization open through mid-December. And so have there been any personnel changes? And if so, what does that look like? And I also know that, you know, you're limited in what you can share about personnel, but just because, you know, there may be chatter and, you know, how rumors get started and all of that.
Sure.
I wanted to give you an opportunity to speak a little bit to that.
Yeah. First, I want to just say our team out there was absolutely incredible. Bill Edwards and Don Quigg, who ran the program for close to two decades. We know Bill has an incredible reputation and Don as well. We are so proud of them. And this really was a very difficult decision we made because of the people that we employed out there. And we had quite a few people at our thrift store in Hesperia. What we wanted to offer to everyone was that we would pay them through December, even if they decided to leave. Of course, we shut down the thrift store, and they were given severance. Unfortunately, a few of our, even though we had committed to stay open till December, some of our staff did decide to leave early, and that did cause some issues. But again, I just want to leave this and say that we are so thankful for the years of hard work and dedication and service, in particular, that Don and Bill put in.
Well, great. I'm glad to hear it, and I think our community is very familiar with both Bill Edwards and Don Quigg and the amazing work that they continue to do and service they provided year after year after year. So, of course, we're glad to hear that. And thank you for sharing that as well. I do want to ask you, does Rescue Mission Alliance have any plans to support a local warming shelter here this year? Because that's something that the Rescue Mission has done in previous years.
As we get colder, yes.
Yeah, I will. I think I made a commitment, Regina, that I will definitely look at. We currently don't know what that would look like, but as I mentioned, through a partnership potentially with the FEMBA Center or even potentially with Restore Unity.
Okay.
Not exactly what they offer, but we are committed to keep a foot in the door. And I don't know exactly what that will look like yet, but you can continue to follow up with me.
Yes. Well, the good news is that you're still looking at ways to be engaged and make that happen. So that's the good news, and we'll keep an eye on things, and hopefully you will update us and let us know where things stand, particularly as we start to move into the colder weather. With that, I also want to ask, because, you know, the Rescue Mission here had very much been a viable part of Thanksgiving and also Christmas. And so for Thanksgiving, you know, doing amazing job of feeding people here. And then, of course, the big Christmas toy giveaway for our kiddos and all of that. And so my question is, will the Rescue Mission Alliance be supporting those two events that traditionally have taken place over the years, or have those been partnered out, or is someone else taking up that effort?
Yes, great question. Yes, we. I believe we're still in touch with, though, that I believe we have commitments from a couple of local churches who we were already partnering with, who I believe are going to carry on some of those great ministries. I also believe that the Restore Unity does some of those fun activities as well. So I can't tell you exactly what that will look like at this point.
Okay.
I tell you what, Todd,
we'd love to do is, as you are, of course, you know, working those things out and getting all the details of that worked out, once those organizations are in place, we'd be happy to give them a platform to share that information with community, because those are two really big events that traditionally have been done. And I know that, you know, given, you know, the economic status, you know, of our society at this point, people are going to be in need. And if that's going to be an option to help meet the need for Thanksgiving and also for Christmas, we'd like to be a part of making sure that message gets out to community.
I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to my next conversation with Aaron and just seeing where we can take this and continue to be a partner with the Victorville community.
Well, we appreciate that. I want to ask also, if someone wanted to learn more about the Rescue Mission Alliance, what would be the best way for them to do that? Is there a website? Do you guys have a social media presence? How can people stay in contact and up to date on what's happening?
Yeah, thank you so much for asking. Absolutely. Our website is probably the best way to learn about all that we do. And again, we have multiple ministries. We have thrift stores and food banks that people can learn more about. Our website is a little different. It's actually erescuemission.org.
Okay.
And so that is probably the best way you can keep in touch with us. I want to say that we've had some amazing donors reach out and say that they love what we do, and many are going to continue to support Rescue Mission Alliance, even maybe not as directly in the Victorville area, but so we're very, very thankful for our many, many donors in the area, many church partnerships, corporate partnerships for like I said, close to two decades. Yes, feel free, and I'm easy to find on the website, so I'm out there, and feel free to reach out.
Well, we will definitely continue to remain in contact, and hopefully, you know, be given updates so that we know, particularly around the issue of the warming shelter, which is really, really important to our community. I don't think that, you know, it's any secret that we are not overly excited to lose this resource and these mm-hmm. services here in the high desert, because, you know, we're one of the most under-resourced and underserved communities in the Southern California region. But I am also hopeful that Rescue Mission Alliance will find their way back to our community, you know, because it has been a long-standing relationship. A lot of good work has been done, and I am very, very hopeful that we find a way to have you back here in the community, mm-hmm. have your presence and your impact, serving those who are so under-resourced and underserved. And so with that, Todd, I want to give you an opportunity to, if there's a message that you would like to leave our listeners with at this time, give you an opportunity to you know, present that message.
I think it's just one of thanksgiving and gratefulness. Again, I've only been with Rescue Mission Alliance for, you know, including my board time, a little over 2 years, but mm-hmm. I know the longstanding tradition This organization was founded in 2001. I believe RMA came in around 2008. Like you said, a community that has a high need, but also a community of many, many caring people who show that care, and both financially, but also through various partnerships. It's a thriving community in many ways.
Yes,
and one that I wish you could just see into my soul and my heart, and just know that I have a couple of Bible stories that I sort of love in the business world. One is the parable of the talents, and I call this all to be good stewards of what we are given. And sometimes you have to say no.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the answer is no, and or not now or not yet. And I believe there's some very clear directions from God into how we are to manage our resources and be generous. At the same time, another sort of biblical principle is, you know, we have to take care of our vine. And sometimes we have to do a little pruning so that we can restructure and grow. And really that is what this is a restructuring. We hope to be back in the valley in a bigger, better way in the future here. So like I said, our vision is my vision. Our vision is to build and acquire over 1,000 new beds for the homeless and men and women coming out of the trafficking situations in the next 5 years. So hopefully we'll see you again soon, real soon.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. And again, on behalf of Roxanne and myself, we definitely open ourselves up to invite you back at any given time to share with us as you are reorganizing and kind of resetting what your work here in the High Desert will look like. Because, again, it has been a very much needed resource here for us. And so while we hate to see that disappear, we're also looking forward to a time when you're back here doing bigger things and possibly even better. And so, Todd, I really want to thank you for your transparency, for your time, for helping to maybe clear the air a little bit about what's going on and the time frame in which it is going on. And we definitely hope that we will be hearing from you in the future to give us updates. And you know, just check in on us every now and then.
Yes.
I will. I will definitely be out there to meet with Aaron, hopefully in the next couple of months. So that will be my next trip out there and create a hopefully great working relationship with him for, you know, who knows what God has in store. But God,
yes.
I call God the great connector. And Regina, you and I connected.
Yes.
You connected me to Aaron. I've been connected to several donors out there through this process. So it's, again, it is a, we understand this is a very, very tough decision for us
right.
to make.
And we're just going to say all things work together for the good.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. That's
how about that?
Amen. We'll leave it at that.
Okay. All right. Todd, thank you so much. And if we do not talk before, happy and blessed holidays to you and yours.
Same to you. Appreciate you both.
Thank you. Thanks again for tuning in to High Desert Dialogue this weekend. You can always find our latest episodes, past episodes, and shows at talk960.com. Just click on podcast. Time to take a look at our community calendar. Going to be a busy fall weekend across the High Desert. The High Desert certainly has come to life with lots of great events happening this weekend. The High Desert Home and Lifestyle Show, October 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Fairgrounds in Victorville. City of Victorville's Fall Festival happening Saturday, October 4th on Civic Drive in front of City Hall, 3 to 9 p.m. with free admission and free rides and games for kids, lots of vendors, booze, food, live entertainment with a Bruno Mars tribute and a Morgan Wallen tribute band as well. Monster Truck Thunder Show happening October 4th, Saturday night at the Fairgrounds, and the 55th annual Big Bear Lake Oktoberfest continues weekends through November the 8th, and this weekend, of course, and next weekend, Apple Valley Air Show, October 11th at the Apple Valley Airport, and our radio station's Trunk or or Treat and Eat event October 25th. If you want to find out more about these events and more fall events, go to our community calendars and Facebook pages. Enjoy your weekend, and thanks again for listening. Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.